Hey, make sure that you subscribe to the Lando Calrissian Experience and all the different shows on Lando Cal Experience on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, everywhere that you would want to get your podcasting from. So you may be listening to this on the Stroud Low Cash feed. And if you are, make sure you go over to Lando Cal feed and subscribe there so you can get more content, more things about nerd culture and movies and comics and topics that we'll be having going out. Email us LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Lando Calrissian Experience, as well as find us on Twitter too, Lando Cal Pod, on Twitter as well. So we're everywhere social media is too. So go on there, check us out, follow us, all that good stuff. Also, this episode is sponsored by Rabbit Charger, rabbitcharger.com. And Rabbit Charger is a rapid way of charging your phone between multiple outlets at the same time, without the long cords and long issues that you normally have about trying to find your charger, and rid you of the clutter, and also gives you swappable charging tips for Android and iOS's. So go ahead and check them out at rabbitcharger.com and support their Kickstarter they have going on as well. And welcome to the show.
Welcome to another edition of Thrones Be the Game. It's me and Matt here in the place to be. Raven and Tyler are being lawyers, so they will not be here this week. They'll be back next week. Me and Matt have been sitting there chopping up beforehand, and Matt has come to the conclusion that Joe Jackson is a three-eyed raven. Or he's an equivalent, right?
He could be the three-eyed raven. Like, I wouldn't be surprised, like, if Joe Jackson popped up. They went and found another tree, and Joe Jackson was sitting in there. Like that.
Because, I mean, think about it. Joe Jackson, I mean, he's the architect of the Jackson 5. You know, he had to see something come. I think Joe Jackson is at least as old as the three-eyed raven. We looked it up. He was born in 1928.
Yeah.
Look. Now, 1928 is funny.
At least 1,000 years ago.
What's funny, Martha King, I think, was born in 1929.
God damn.
I'm saying, just to put it in perspective, Martha King was born in 1929.
Do you know how many things that happened since 1920? I think, Doug.
I mean, we got out of slavery, technically, in 1970. So.
Yes, and so, then we went back into it when we started wearing Carl Canal.
Hey, man, you can't hit on Carl Canal.
No, I can't.
Man.
I wore it.
You wore that shit.
I wore it. But Joe Jackson was here for all of that. Joe Jackson, when Joe Jackson was born, cats was wearing like potato sacks.
he was born at the end of the, the beginning of the Great Depression.
Duh, how old is Lawrence Fishburne?
He's got to be 50s.
Not Lawrence Fishburne. I'm thinking about Ike Turner. How old is?
Ike Turner was like going to be a year. He's dead, but he'd have been a year younger than.
How old is the dude that played him on Jackson's The American Dream?
Oh, you talking about Clifton Hinton?
Yeah.
Let's see.
That dude got to be in his 60s, damn near.
Yeah, I think he is. It's Clifton Hinton. Is that actor? He is. I think it's Clifton James Hinton. He played Cold Cheese in and Cooley High too.
And think about that. my main point is, I'm saying, when the dude that played you in a movie 25 years ago is old and you still alive out here, you are old.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Jackson's a three-eyed raven, man. I'm telling you.
Joe Jackson's a three-eyed raven.
I'm telling you.
Hold on. It's Lawrence Jacobs. My bad. I just realized it now. Lawrence Clinton Jacobs. I just realized it in my head. Figure it out. So let's see, how old is the guy that played Joe Jackson in the movie? Alright, he is 62.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I mean, so think about how old he is. Anytime old dudes were playing you in movies when they were still kind of old when they played you, you old as hell. And the Three-Eyed Raven is really, you know, he really is as old as it says he is on this show. He really has seen everything that ever happened in history. And Joe Jackson has too.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, man, but it was a good week.
Yeah, it was a good week. So what do you think about this week's show, man?
There was a lot of foreshadowing, you know.
Probably the slowest one.
Yeah. But it's cool, though. I think it needed to slow down. But the thing I liked about it, though, is that it picked up every once in a while to a point where you thought it was about to go down, but then it didn't.
It kind of simmered out.
But then it was like, this is like, you know, this happens on all the shows where Danny ends up on the back of a dragon. The show always kind of pump fakes you, and then they bring the dragon out at the end.
To get you high.
To get you to be like, oh, you know, oh, man. Like, you know, so I don't know. I think that's kind of the tradition. That's the way it goes. But, you know, no Sansa, no Jon Snow this week. Yeah. You know, they're traveling, I guess, you know, this entire week. It looks like they're going to have a big week next week.
I mean, it's got to be a big week next week. You got all this stuff that we finally get to see Walter Frey. You know, he's finally popped back in, you know, because they took the River Runs back. And
he's got to be the saltiest, meanest old dude of all time.
And I mean, he's
next to maybe Greyjoy.
And we were talking about casting hip hop people. R. Kelly is Walter Frey.
Oh man, wow!
Yeah, think about it. He's got all these young wives. If a wife died, he outlives his wives.
That's true.
And then he just marries a new young chick.
Yeah, Walter Frey is the oldest of G, but he's like the nasty OG.
Yeah, right? R. Kelly pissing on me.
Yeah,
R. Kelly is Walter Frey. I need to write that one down for our final recap.
Hear Walter Frey playing that song. Walter Ignition. Frey singing Ignition.
This is the remix to Ignition.
like, come on, Walter Frey. Chill out.
Featuring Walter Frey.
he's gully. I mean, he is super gully.
Yeah, he gets out. He gets it in.
You know what? I don't know. There was a lot of foreshadowing that built up to things. I think the biggest tension was Arya.
Yeah, so now she's going to have old girl on her ass.
Yeah, like, what's going on? Like, what do you think happens there?
I'm surprised that happened. I thought she was going to finish her training.
I'm glad they got out of that storyline.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought she was going to be showing some kind of training. Like, I didn't know she was going to be, fuck y'all, I'm out, peace out.
She would have found a sword.
Found a needle, and was out.
Which I thought was incredible, that she knew where that sword was at still.
After all this time.
I was like, I got days where I can't even find my keys to go to work.
And you remember, you found a needle.
And she's been blind. She's been in a cave fighting. Like, she's been doing all these things. She found that sword.
She found the sword, man.
I was like, wow.
So do you think they actually prepared her to be a better fighter even at the small time she was there training?
I think so.
That's what I'm wondering. Like
Arya's going to be, like, dope. Like, she's went and had all these different trainings from all these different people. Like, she's putting it together.
And what's interesting is, I wonder, people may not even know who the fuck she is no more because she's got older. Mm-hmm. So she really could sneak up and just walk up in towns and shit and nobody know who the fuck she is.
Yeah. I mean, Arya, like, the only thing she's got to do now is she's got to come across Liam Neeson. Like, and it's got to actually be Liam Neeson. I don't want it to be anybody else. I want it to be Liam Neeson. Like,
the real Liam Neeson.
Yes, I want her to run into him. And then I'll be like, okay, cool. We on now. Like, that's the last training she's got
to
get. Like,
is to go through that. That makes sense.
Yeah, she's got to run into Liam Neeson. And then I'll be like, all right, Arya's ready to go and take on all seven kingdoms for herself.
That's hilarious. The thing about it, I was like, man, she's going to come in and be able to sneak in town and murk who she wants because people are not going to know who she is.
Yeah, they're not going to see her coming. She's going to be.
I'm even thinking, are Sansa going to know who she looks like?
I mean, are we assuming that she's going to survive this battle with the Waif this week?
Yeah, I think she's going to kick the shit out of her. I think she's going to catch her slipping. Or also, shit, what if the fucking Hound shows up or some shit and just stabs her?
If the Hound shows up and, like, we need to get you back to where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, or on some stuff like, I need to go to King's Landing, let's roll with me. And because the whole thing they think is going to be the Clegane Bowl, basically the mountain versus him. So what if that's the way we get into it, is that he shows up and he's like, you thought you were going to leave me?
Sure.
And then stab the other chick.
What?
Like, we got to go to King's Landing, though, because I want to go kill Cersei.
What? What happens if Bran has a vision and sees what's about to happen?
And fucks it up?
Yeah.
Because that's what he does.
Yeah, because Bran is the ultimate lurker.
Voyeur.
I always feel like...
Bran is...
That's Barry Gordy's son, too. That's him.
Yeah, no.
Rockwell.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
Rockwell.
Like, Bran might very well... Be Rockwell. Yeah.
And so is Bran Rockwell?
We can make a Lurker.
We got to make him a little bit more popular person.
Yeah, Bran might be Sting. You know, every breath you take,
I'm watching.
Every move you make,
I'll be watching.
Bran's got
it. And Sting did that badass movie Dune too.
Yeah, he did. That's true. Ooh, that was terrible.
That was a terrible movie, man.
Yeah.
The book was good. Terrible movie though.
So you got that. Bran could interject there. I don't know what's gonna happen. I do think Arya's gonna survive. Arya's gonna survive.
You see Benjen come back too, though.
But here's the thing.
Benjen come back.
Yeah. We could definitely go north and talk about that. First of all, let me say this before I get with Arya. She's a survivor. I don't have any doubt about Arya making it through this situation she's got. Yeah, but it's gonna be interesting to see how it plays out because you know what happens. Has you know. The other guy in the House of Many Faces, has he decided that he's just recused himself of it?
What do you mean recused himself of?
Like, what if he, like, does he just let her go if she kills the wife?
Yeah. No, I'm wondering if that's a part of her training or some shit, too. Think about all some weird stuff, like, because remember he just looked, he said, yeah, go ahead.
And he was like,
he was just very, like, because at first he stopped her from wanting to kill her, and maybe it's something of, like, maybe they're going to be like, yeah, you don't honorably kill somebody that is not worth the kill type thing or something. Maybe it ends up coming up where she ends up where, like, he's like, comes out and is like, yo,
maybe
you did the right thing by not killing
that. Maybe what ends up happening is that she's getting ready to kill Arya, and then he comes and kills her.
Right. Oh, no. Or he says it's all good that you killed her.
No, yeah. That could,
I'm saying it's a part of your training.
I think that he somehow
knows everything. Yeah.
I think he somehow interjects. He's pro Arya. Like,
and I think he don't fuck with old girl for some reason. Like, I ain't like that bitch anyway.
It could be a thing like that. Because you gotta remember, like, him and Arya have been, like, ace, boom, coon, like, looking out for each other for, like, a long ass
time.
You know, so,
and like, this girl been cooped up in the temple for that long. Why she ain't out on missions?
Right.
Like, she been in the temple sweeping up for a long time.
Right.
So, all these other man-made faces don't interact with you. You in the temple all the time. That's all you do? So, do people not mess with her?
I think that's going to be, I guess they'll resolve, I think they should resolve that this week.
Yeah, they got to.
They can't leave that out for there for too long. So she's going to go and look for her. She's going to go after her. And I think that he actually ends up, I don't think Arya gets that kill. I think he comes in and kills her.
And says, like, yeah.
Does she have another kill left to call on him for?
No, he got all three of them.
Okay.
She got all three of them. Okay. Yeah, she got all three of them. She got all three of them because that's how he was like, yeah, this is my last one. That's when he gave her the Valyrian coin.
That's true. After the
last kill.
That's true.
Yeah, so like if you never need anything, you know, give it to somebody and say, what, Valakus or something like that. And then, you know, my whole thing is like, you didn't know where he was going in the first place. I get there like, hold on, man. I was just trying to get out of this shit I was in.
She's been there for a long time.
She's been there 2 seasons?
Mm-hmm.
So, what we want to say, we want to go with, oh, I mean.
I don't know. It's hard. I don't even think the characters on the show know what the time span is.
Well, no, the time span, I've read the time span is supposed to be 4 years.
Since the beginning?
Since the beginning.
Okay.
So, because you got to think about it, that John, like, even though we feel like John became the Lord's Commander pretty fast, it was like a couple of years it took him to become the Lord Commander.
That's still pretty quick.
I mean, it's still pretty quick in general, but
he's the youngest Lord's Commander.
Ever, though. Yeah. Okay. If you just do it, not by the books, if you do it by the show,
he's
24. Yeah, somewhere around there, because you got to think he left the crib at like 19, 20. Let's say he's 22. Let's say that he's 22, graduating college, both because him and John are the same age. Yeah. I mean, Rob were the same age, roughly. So, and you think back to it, Rob was way too young to be running shit, though.
Yeah, Rob was like 19.
No, he's like 22.
Okay. In the
books, he's not. But I'm saying,
age in the show, though.
Yeah,
they're John's like... John's just now 22. Rob's been dead for a while.
So maybe he was 19 then.
Yeah, he was like 19 or 20.
Maybe he was 19 show. Maybe he was 19 then.
I mean, how old is Tommen supposed to be?
In the book, Tommen's like 10.
He looks like it.
No, I'm saying in the books, he's 10. Like a 10, like kid 10. Like, he don't even, like, he's married to an old girl and they never had sex. They ain't never did nothing though. He just hang out. Be like if you kicked it with a little kid or he's playing video games here in your house. He not doing nothing. You talking about having a drink and doing nothing.
Right.
So he just like, oh, okay, you my wife? Cool. You gone. Play these dominoes or whatever you're playing, you know, you're going to play Monopoly with me over here. So, they upped him. So, I think he's supposed to be maybe like 15 or 16 probably on the show.
Yeah, he looked,
probably like 15 or 16, though. And I think Joffrey was like, supposed to be like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
You know.
Joffrey looked a lot younger than John, though, and Rob.
I think, well, then how old do you think Sansa is? Because Sansa and Joffrey are the same age.
Tommen's probably, I think, is supposed to be 15. Sansa's probably like 19 now, but I think Joffrey was younger than that when that happened.
Okay. Because I kind of try to look at everybody as like...
Sansa's definitely younger than Rob and Jon.
Yeah, she's the youngest. I mean, she's not the youngest. Arya's the youngest, but...
Rickon's the youngest.
No, you're right. How about Rickon and Bran? So how old is Rickon on the show yet?
Arya's older than Bran?
Yeah. Yeah, it goes... Rob, Jon... Sansa, or Arya, Bran, Rickon.
Okay.
So...
What's up with... We're going to bounce around the map a little bit. What's up with Rickon? Like, what could possibly be going on right now?
I think they finna kill him.
I mean...
He He's not no use. He's, but he could be a good piece that you use for use.
That's a waste.
I'm saying you, but you, he's not, he's endearing enough to get the other characters motivated, but not endearing enough to you as a watcher to really give a fuck that he dies.
That's
but true. It gives the other characters motivation, and you feel for them.
That's true.
You don't feel for Rick and Don. You feel for like, oh,
I don't. Man. I don't think you need any motivation to care about the plight of the Starks.
Like, oh yeah, because they've been through so much shit.
Has there ever been a more
the Starks are like
family in
the Starks are like the Malcolm X family. Maybe.
Yes, the Starks are like mutants. They're like, you watch X-Men and you're like, damn, get off the mutants' back.
Like, yeah, like, let them live.
Like, the Starks are the black people
they are
of Game of Thrones.
They are, though. Damn, they really are. They really are. And the Lannisters are like the English.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just have all the money and just all the money and ships and time. just like now. And just still got them, they still have the highest dollar amount.
So, if we go around the map, if we go around the map, then, so, I mean, that's. Arya's, I think, is in the cliffhanger position right now. I thought it was a great scene, though. I thought that was a great scene with her.
And because you really saw, like, the actress, like, yo. My question was, did the girl that wanted to take her spot, did she set the contract out for her? Because remember, she said that your understudy wants you dead, and then when she knocked over the cup. I wanted, did she, because you have to, they're hired hitmen.
Yeah.
So she basically, she knew that a contract was put out by the other woman, though.
That's crazy. That's very well could be the case.
You know what I mean? Like, she was saying, like, oh, yeah, that's... That was it. She put the hit out on you for the record. She wanted you dead.
That's crazy.
Because that's what the band... I mean, they're basically hitmen. They're hired hitmen.
Well.
So, I mean, and Ari was like... She seemed like she was a cool chick. Especially that conversation they had and, like, you know...
Yeah, she saw the good. She saw why that situation was so, you know, so kind of janky as was, you know. So, you know, I don't know, but the thing I look at it and I say, I think Arya's going into this week, finally, for the first time in forever, I'm looking at an Arya story like...
What's going on?
What's
going
to happen? I'm excited, you know, about what's going to happen. I guess if we stay with the Starks, you know, this week, I mean, let's not move to next week yet.
Let's go to Bran.
Yeah.
Benjen starts shows up.
Benjen was the character that was in the wild card in the whole series.
Because he was sitting there the whole time educating Jon about being a Night's Watch, and he's like, I'm going to go out ranging with some other guys, and then you get the story of what the fuck happened.
Right. I mean, that was great.
Because remember the whole time, they thought that the wildlings got them. Remember that they thought the whole time the wildlings got them.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's like, yeah. So you got to think all the way back in season one when they went out ranging, it was like maybe like five of them or something that went out.
Mm-hmm.
It was the White Walkers got them, mm-hmm. caught them slipping.
Now he says they went on a mission to look for White Walkers.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but they
like,
yeah, but John, remember, but they lied to John. He told Bran the real mission. They lied to John and said we're going out ranging for wildlings and check on wildlings. He didn't tell them originally what was going on
because they wanted to keep that low.
Yeah, I guess they didn't want everybody to know about these White Walker situations. I mean, everybody in Night Watch knows now because of what went down at Hardhome.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of hard when, you know, especially the one dude was like, well, the dude that's the new Night's Commander is like, I was there. Like, yo, I saw them people raise up from the dead and come back to life.
Right.
And I saw it myself.
Yeah, like, I
was sitting there fighting with you back to back.
Yeah.
Killing
people. Get up. And I was like, hold on, cuz.
Yeah, like, no. It's some real shit for that. Like, that's probably why he won't be Lord Commander. He probably like, shit.
I just wish in that moment he would have been black. That's all. I just wish at that moment
but he would have been black. But you know what? I've always thought about that, like, man, like, yo, they need like a two or three black people I sprinkled in randomly, like just to be there. Not for
I need them to like a real black dude.
I'm sorry, a real one, like a dude, and you'd be like, he could be from the Far East, and like, you just ended up out that way.
Like Chris Tucker, like,
oh, what the hell? You got a like dude in random.
You
made me the Lord Commander.
And dude,
do you know that do you know what's out there? I'm trying to run in a few weeks.
Lord Commander, would you like us to bring up the gate?
Can you go outside and refortify the wall?
Hell yeah, I don't care. Up. Do whatever you gotta do. I ain't goddamn looking, man.
I'm finna leave in a minute with these wildlings. I got cool with them.
I'm about to go get some wildling pussy. I'm not here to do be Lord Commander anything.
Yeah, I was
like, I wish he would have been a black. Like, that would have been perfect.
That'd have been pretty good.
Even though he might have fucked around with like a pickaninny, though. So we gotta be careful.
Yeah, because it's a very thin line between like being like black and being coonin', though.
Yes,
very thin line.
Very, very, very,
very, very thin line. Very thin line.
It's but you know, I look at that storyline and I'm just kind of like, you know.
I mean, where does it go? Like, Benjen, is he going to be, like, the new, like...
And he's supposed to protect him. I think the three-eyed raven is supposed to protect him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, three-eyed raven told him to protect him. Like, that was his
mission. Oh, yeah.
So, basically, he's got a protector now. And, basically, he's close to the wall, though.
Damn, he could have had, like, a low-key, like a little army with him, though, if he could have had Benjen and Hodor. Like, he would have had a little whip if he could have.
No, he did, though. He had a nice little, when the Viet Cong had a little, like, five or six people that just come out and just wreck people. Like a little, I forgot what they called him, it was like a little militia group or something.
Yeah,
like
the Brand's militia.
Yeah, they were the Brand's militia. But what I think is, I think he's going to connect up with, I think it's going to be a small reunion with him and Sansa and John.
But see, they left already, though.
Yeah, but I think he's going to be at the wall when they come back.
You think they're gonna come back to the wall?
Yeah, I think after stuff pops off, or Bran keeps moving, tells him like make, and then Benjen comes back and like, yo, this is what we gotta do, and
but remember what Benjen said? He's gotta meet the White Walkers at the wall. Bran's not going beyond the wall, like.
So Bran is at the wall. Bran is at the wall.
Bran has to meet the Night's King at the wall. Like it's meant to be that they have a showdown of some sort. That the Three-Eyed Raven and the Night's King.
Got a showdown.
They have to have the showdown.
Because they're really the only people that got the power. Those warriors can't fight the Night Walker, the White Walkers.
Yeah.
They can't deal with that.
Nah, they get overrun.
Yeah. So, but Bran can deal on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Ninja told him flat out kind of what his purpose was right away. He told him, you've got to be at the wall to meet the Night's King.
Jon and Sansa is going to come back at all?
I don't think they're coming back to the wall, no. I think that they're going back to take back Castle Black.
Right. I mean, no, he's talking about...
not Castle Black.
Winterfell.
Winterfell.
Yeah. No, and I can see, but I'm thinking of more of the fact of, like... More of what I'm saying, they're going to have to backtrack at some point because the White Walker's coming back, though.
Yeah, well, I think so, Benjen re-entering the picture in the way he is a wild card. Because first of all, however Benjen came back, he ain't completely human.
No, because they had to shove an ice thing into him.
But the thing I wonder about is, because of that, can he be controlled?
You said by proxy, by from far away by them. Because he's basically half human, half White Walker.
Yeah. Like, there's going to be another twist with Benjen when something happens. I'm not saying, like, he's going to turn on Bran. Either he's, like, immune to the whole situation there. Like, they...
Never thought of that.
Like, the Children of the Forest, like, they twitched up their voodoo when they made Benjen or whatever. Because, you know, he's got, like, that magical, like, mace or something. It was something, like, he showed up like Ghost Rider. He was taking them out. He was lighting them up. Whipping that thing, like everything he wanted to do with it. That being said, I still don't think that like he's the answer to like eliminating the White Walkers. That's Bran. He's made it clear that's Bran's kid.
Bran and Jon.
So Bran's purpose this week became just that much different. But more and more things are coming into play. Sam, let's talk about Sam. Yeah.
Sam bossed up though.
He got the Valyrian sword too. So he's gonna have to. He's gonna come into.
He bossed up though, man.
Sam did. Sam not messing around no more. Like he still had.
He said, "Fuck being a maester." Basically, he's going back to Castle Black.
No, I think he still is.
No, I think he said, "Fuck being a maester," because being a maester is in that same town. He can't be in the same town. He just stole the sword.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he said, "Fuck it, I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna go back."
It makes sense if he goes back to Castle Black because he's got the Valyrian sword.
Yeah, and maybe he just reads through all the shit that's there that's left, like the book. Like I'm just gonna kind of be a self-study person, just what he was doing before, or read through all the stuff that the former Mason was reading through, and like I'm just gonna try to just be self-study within here, though.
Self-made Mason.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be a self-made Maester or whatever. I may not be real amongst Maesters, but I'm just gonna self-study with the books that we have in here. It's probably a gang of shit they have in there from the original, because the original Maester is actually. The Mad King's brother.
Oh.
No, not Mad King's brother. It's the Mad King's brother.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah. That's not the Mad King's brother. It's Duncan's brother from Duncan Inn.
Okay.
Duncan Inn. He's the uncle of Arius. He's like Arius, I think, like the fourth or some shit. He's the one that died in fire, which then makes you think that Targaryens can be burned with fire.
Yeah.
Because he died in a fire.
Yeah.
Okay. That's his brother that was that one that died in that fire. And he only took the black because he loved his brother. And he didn't want nobody like picking sides and saying like, well, we down with you though. Why don't you jump in? Well, I'm going to take the black because my brother is better for it. And I don't want no drama with it. And I love him enough. I'm just going to take the black. And that's how he became a Night's Watch.
Well, see, and I liked Sam's
kinda like
story.
Kind of like John, to an extent.
Yeah, yeah, that is like John. I like Sam's story this week, man, because, you know, it's kind of like Sam is an interesting character because... You know, at first he kind of seemed like the Laurel and Hardy off of John, you know, in a way. But, you know, like, now, you know, like, he's bossed up.
Yeah.
You know, he's bossed up in some pretty high-level moments.
His dad's a dick, though.
His dad's got to be... His dad might be Joe Jackson.
You think he's worse than Tywin?
Yeah. Tywin at least didn't... Tywin didn't fuck with Tyrion, but he did shit.
He respected what Tyrion kind of... Like, even though he may not liked it.
He didn't like Tyrion at all, but he liked his name enough that he wasn't going to let people...
Because it was too close to Tywin.
Yeah, well, no. I'm talking about, like, he was a Lannister.
Oh, because
like,
he's...
When
because
he came back, like, think back when he brought them mountain people back and he was like, alright, I'm going to look out for you because you're a Lannister. I don't fucking like you. And you kind of shame me, disgrace me, but you're a Lannister. This dude don't even have... Charlie don't even have respect for the family. You know, it's like, it's not even that. Like, his mama was the only one in there. You know, the rest of his family seemed decent enough.
Well, his brother was a dick, too, though, because he was like... Because basically, you know, his brother inherited is the second in line only because Sam took the black.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, you know, shit, you back here now, you might be fucking up this money we got going on. You know, you fucking up my money coming back.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so, I mean, you look at it, and it's kind of like there's a lot of things there, but I think Sam's story just stayed... You know, true to who he is.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Back against the wall, gonna man up, and he ain't gonna take anybody's shit.
He ain't gonna disrespect my chick and my kid.
Not gonna disrespect my adopted baby. They don't look nothing like me. You got one of them dark-haired Lannister, got a golden-haired Lannister-looking baby.
Just like, well, I don't know why Robert Baratheon didn't think that wasn't none of his kids.
I think Robert knew.
Yeah, he just didn't give a fuck.
He just ain't care, because he ain't give a fuck about
and him. And he had kids all over the place. He still loved
Lyanna. You know, that's all there
still
was.
Still loving Lyanna. You're right
about
that.
He didn't care about that. I mean, that was a conversation him and Cersei had in season one. He was like, you know, I always loved her. And he told her that he called her Lyanna in bed the first time they got together. Like, you know, it's like, that was his woman, you know. But I like what Sam's story. I don't know if he's going back to the wall. That might be the last time we see him this year.
Who?
Sam.
Oh, yeah.
That's a journey he's on.
Yeah, that was a nice ride.
Yeah.
He spent, half of last season. Well, he left the end of last season.
Going back to Castle Black, though, that's just...
Unless he's got another plan or something we don't know about. That maybe he don't go back there. Maybe...
Maybe there's somewhere else he goes to, you know, to go into being a maester. I don't know. I mean, something else could happen. But I think if him taking that Valyrian sword is a plot to turn. Yeah,
because he... And maybe it ends up being a help because his dad's going to try to find his dad. You know, his dad's like a good-ass general. Mm-hmm. Like, but he fought on the Targaryen side, though, and everything. Though, like, what season was it? One or two where... No, it was season when Stannis... Remember, Stannis talked to him, and he was like, yeah, your dad was like me. Like, I fucked your dad. Like, yo, like, we were on different sides, though, but, like, I respect the shit out of your dad. Like, when he said, like, oh, shit, that's your dad?
Yeah.
You know, like, I respect the shit out of you. Like, you good.
Yeah.
You know. So, maybe he might come in and maybe he might respect them and be like, well, shit, I need to get in this game, though, at some point, though, and maybe being a general or someone. Maybe that pulls him into the fray with some people. So, I'm sure he can raise an army.
Like, maybe it's like a big redemption story type thing because, you know, God, they're so damn far apart from each other, you know.
Yeah, Sam's got to be able to redeem himself, though, at some point. Because I would feel he could at least run that area. Yeah, to run that area, Old Town. He could at least be the warden. I think he'd be a good warden of Old Town.
Yeah, yeah, same.
He would do a damn good job.
And he's got instant allegiance with Jon Snow. So,
right,
I mean,
right. You're already locked in. Yeah. And then, you know, you're already locked in with everything going on.
Yeah.
So what do you think about everything happened with Marjorie. I think Marjorie's playing a game, though.
Yeah, I do. I think
Tommen don't know this.
Tommen's going to do whatever Marjorie tells him.
She gave him the first piece of pussy he ever had.
He's in love with that. He's in love with that woman. He'll do whatever. If she would have said, raise up the war against the High Sparrow that day, he would have done it.
Yeah, he'd have been like, let's do it.
Let's go right now. And he gave Jaime a sign and knew that.
You think he's setting up the High Sparrow to get fucked up? Because this ego was getting really raised up. He started getting more and more of an ego because he keeps on winning these little small wars. And
yeah, I mean, man, there's a few things going on there when you look at it. You know, Cersei's trial is coming up.
Which is a trial by combat. I mean, she's not, we thought there was going to be a trial, but she confirmed now that it's a trial by combat.
Trial by combat. So, you know who she's sending in to that.
Yep, the mountain.
You know, so, and you know what? There could have been an interesting conflict that if Jaime wouldn't have been stripped of being the leader of the Night's Watch, not the Night's Watch, the King's Guard, he King could have been like, protect your king, and made him fight against the mountain.
Well, he wouldn't have been good, though, because he's fighting with his left hand. He's basic now with it. Like, he's just,
oh, Jaime was cold.
With that right hand.
Yeah, but Jaime was cold with the right
hand. Yeah, oh, Jaime is one of the best in the game with the right hand, but that left hand, he just got up to basic levels with that left hand.
He took the, him and Ned had one of the dopest fights.
Yeah, he had the basic. But he got that basic with his left hand.
Where's Jaime at on the hierarchy of night battlers? On
Of all time?
Yeah, on that.
Active, like you got to do it like sports, like active or all, like
you talking about Michael Jordan, Will Chamberlain, and LeBron.
He's probably lower top 10. Maybe around 8 or 9. Because you got like, I mean, you got a gang of dope people. Like you got Arthur Dayne, which is considered number one. That's the Michael Jordan in this game is Arthur Dayne. You got Duncan. He's like number 2 or 1, depending on who you talk to, type thing.
Yeah.
Rhaegar is up there. Rhaegar's in the top 5.
So when you look at that,
and on the real, Robert is up there too, though. Robert Baratheon is up there too, though, in the top 5. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to put Robert up there in the top 5.
You know. So
I mean, he's lower. He may be either lower top 5 or like upper crust of the top 10, maybe.
But
he was still raw though.
Yeah. So I mean,
he's probably number one of anybody alive.
Yeah.
With his right hand.
He's feared.
Yeah.
He was feared until they
cut his hand off. Yeah.
You know. That was crazy. That was still crazy.
What's even more crazy? That was the Boltons that did that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Boltons.
The Boltons were without a doubt the sloppiest people on this entire show.
By far. They are
a mess. I mean, that's it makes no sense what they're doing. They're not playing the Game of Thrones. They're just doing whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, they just whatever's cool for the moment.
Yeah, whatever makes sense. Whatever I can do to get another hit.
Like cracks, he said it. The bones of the crackheads.
The crackheads.
The power.
So, but you know, I look at that, you know, and I say, you know, hey, what's the play there with that? I don't think it's a forging of the alliances like they said there, but you know, at the same time, High Sparrow is smart. You know, how do they leverage that power? You know, there's so many things that are at odds there. You know, he cast Jaime out, you know, to go off.
Which is good for Jaime. Get the fuck away from Cersei, though.
Yeah, yeah. They had their first little, their most recent little incest breakdown moment there, which is...
Which, like, in the books, man, Jaime is saying, but he said, fuck her, man. Like, in the books, he said, fuck Cersei when... Joffrey died.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why are you even like? It's just frustrating almost because Jaime became so much of a dope ass character though in the books. You know what I mean? Like because he was like on his own trying to figure out his own way without Cersei, and figuring out how the Lannisters are going to be moving forward. Because
I think
King's Guard then that too though. But it's like moving forward, like how I'm gonna move the Lannisters forward because I'm the.
I think that he's at that point now, though. I think that that's where Jaime is headed now.
And maybe in that, maybe when he's riding out, he figures out, okay.
Yeah, I think that he's going out. He's about to get put in some pretty interesting situations now.
Yeah, because he's
going
to run into Brienne, who's trying to recruit the Blackfish.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to move out the Blackfish.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a whole discussion and talk about, you know,
right.
that.
Right. I mean, they're going to...
Walter Frey and them going to show up. The Brotherhood Banners that are involved. This is going to be a lot of...
Yeah, there's a stuff lot, going of, on a there. Lot of things running to a head right there at that same time. You know, that's it's interesting to see where that's at. You know, the stuff that's going on at King's Landing is it got real complicated this week. You know, the shit really hit the fan at King's Landing this week. I mean, that was surely a shocking moment, but there's a lot of smart people that are all playing, the game.
Yeah, because I remember I said it before, like, Marjorie's doing something to
Marjorie's try to do something. Smart as it gets, you know. Yeah. Cersei's there still. You know, you've got the old lady, the grandmother that's going to be, she's going to have to answer.
So you think that she knows Marjorie's plans?
Or I don't think she knows.
Because she looked pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I don't think she knows. But there's so many people that are all going to be, there's going to be a meeting of the minds there at some point, and something's going to happen. I still think that there's going to be a rash of, oh, damn, moments, like, at the end of that. Like, it wouldn't surprise me to see a scenario play out where Tommen and the High Sparrow die.
Damn!
And everything's up in the air then.
Shit, if Tommen dies, shit, you just got a free-for-all then at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, anybody can walk up in there and say, I'm the king.
Yep.
I'm the king of all the seven.
Then it becomes a race to see who gets to
King's Landing, yeah, to claim it and to hold it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or does Marjorie get on some gangster shit, on like some Queen Elizabeth shit, and is like, I'm the regent until we figure it out?
It would not surprise me.
Queen Elizabeth of England. Like, I'm running this shit until we figure out who the next male heir is.
I think that she's about to be a way more pivotal character from this point on than she's been on the show ever.
So we could be looking at Queen Marjorie, where she's the overall, she's on the throne.
Yeah. I mean, even like how Cersei was pulling the strings with Joffrey until Joffrey just was like, you know what, fuck this. I don't have to listen to
you. I'm getting pussy. You know, I'm doing all kinds of shit, though.
You know, there's anything could happen. But I think there's going to be a big twist at King's Landing. I think there's going to be a big twist at King's Landing coming up. So that being said, that's where I see that at. You know, it was another week off of the Iron Islands. Like, I don't know.
Do you think that, because I guess I was reading online that they took 1,000 ships with them. They took their 1,000 ships.
Mm-hmm. And then if you look at, we can go back to Dany, they were like, who's got those that many ships? She's like, nobody.
Nobody. So are we saying that they're going to show up like on the docks of Slaver's Bay type thing? Like,
but see, did they have those 1,000 ships?
But I guess they're assuming that they said they had 1,000 ships.
They were saying I'm going to build 1,000 ships.
That was building because they took them. I thought that was the whole thing.
But Yara said, I'm going to build the biggest fleet you've ever seen. I'm going to build 1,000 ships. And then that's when
Yara took 100 or some shit.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's when Euron was like, "What you gonna do with
it? We're gonna take everybody's home.
We're gonna build 1,000 ships, and we're gonna take them to go and meet
Daenerys.
Yeah. So I think the race is on to try to get to her, and she's looking for that whoever. It's really a race to see whoever gets to her.
More and more I think about it, the more and more I feel like Tyrion's gonna stay. Who's going one marine and run all those different things?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on back there, though, because she's going to have to, if she's traveling now, she's going to link up with her whole whip. You know, she's going
to
get.
But do the Unsullied go with her? Or do the Unsullied stay in marine, though, to keep everything locked down?
I don't know. It sounds like she wants everybody with her.
I know she does, but I mean, but then who's, she's going to have to, maybe she doesn't think about it?
I don't think that her eyes are on marine. I think her eyes are on the Iron Throne. Like, so she doesn't care about keeping something together once she's gathered it.
Yeah, but so you're going back to the conversation she had with what's called, he's like, you're a conqueror.
Dario, yeah.
Dario, when she's like, you're a conqueror, like he was like, maybe that clicked to her, maybe it was like, maybe I don't need to be sitting there trying to rule, I'm a conqueror.
Yeah. I think she's
maybe she's like, fuck it, I'm not even gonna worry about what's going on with her.
She's getting a whip together though, coming from the east.
They're gonna have some heat though. I mean, they got three dragons,
Dothraki, Unsullied. She's
strong. And the second sons.
Yep.
Even though we thought the second sons was dead, but he mentioned them like they were still parlaying. I thought they were all dead.
Second sons. She's got three. You know, she's got that, those dragons. She's got a lot of stuff on her side right now. And then that's before people start to see that who had allegiance to the Targaryens as is.
That's already there. So, but maybe you get involved and get Sam's pops back involved.
It could be a lot that could happen. I'm starting to see. I mean, obviously, there's a long time to go left in the series.
But we got two more seasons after this. I'm starting
to see where it's going to, where it's aligning with, where it's coming together.
Do you think that they're trying to set up Daenerys to end up being a villain?
Oh, I think she is going to become the villain.
Really?
I think she's going to become a reluctant. I think she's going to do both. I think I'm starting to kind
of like an anti-hero.
Yeah.
Like I think she's like a Venom. I think in a way, if you look at what she's doing and you don't look at what you know from her story internally, you already would look at her that way.
Like if you said, if you didn't know anything, you just look from the outside and you were just looking kind of like...
You would already look at her. You would already look at her as being this looming threat, this villain that's coming from this area that has all this power put together.
And they know about her. I mean, everybody knows that she's down there putting in work.
And nobody's went to go and check it out yet.
But the thing is, though, is now, Varys is the one giving everybody information about her being down there. Because do they know that she's building up even more now? They lost kind of like their pipeline for the messages.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know any. Like, Varys is the last. They found out about it.
So where does that new sorceress come into play at, though?
She's basically the East version of...
Melisandre.
Of Melisandre.
But how she...
They represent the same guy.
Like, where'd she... Like, where's her back... Where'd she just appear from?
She's up east. She's an east. It'd be like, you got a priest that's over the Chicago parish.
That's just like her area.
Yeah, that's my area and everything. But they represent the same god, though.
Yeah.
She just thinks that Daenerys is the prophecy. She thinks... She thought that Stannis was in her... Because they both had the same prophecy. They just think that it's different.
So now she thinks... But now there's a divide there.
Because she thinks it's Jon Snow.
And then she thinks it's
Daenerys. She thinks it's Daenerys.
I think that nobody has more firepower right now than Daenerys.
Because she's got...
The dragons are the breaking point. People have more troops, but Daenerys has troops and the dragons.
Now. Yeah.
Even though I think those dragons are kind of vulnerable. You can get them.
But no, they got big. Drogon got bigger, if you notice.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He's
big as shit now.
Yeah. Those things are going to get huge.
Yeah. So they may not be as easy just shooting a couple. Because you got to think, remember, Drogon was taking 4 or 5 arrows, though, in the Colosseum and was shaking them off.
Yeah.
And he was a teenager.
Well, let's look at now. Let's go back to the thing. The thing that it really was kind of the moment of it all for me was the vision.
Was
Bran's vision
of all the different flashes. Have you broken them down and saw it? Like the Mad King is in most of them.
Yeah,
and you saw Jaime stabbing him in one.
They showed Jaime. I thought it was cool that the Mad King finally
showed
they
up.
Put him in, and they showed that, you know. And Jaime taking him out, you know. So he saw that vision of that. He's saying, burn them all.
Yeah.
You know.
But is that a prophecy of, like, maybe he was... They were saying maybe he was staying by White Walkers and shit and going crazy and shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, who knows what's going on with that?
Do we end up getting vindicated for the Mad King at some point? Like, do we end up being like,
understanding damn. What happened and why it happened.
Yeah.
And, you know. The thing about it is, to me, is that, you know, I think we saw the Tower of Joy. I think we saw the...
Were they going to go back to it, too?
Oh, yeah. I think that's the last show.
Yeah.
I think they do that in the last show.
Yeah, I'm going to name on John. Or name on John or something like that. Where she's like, name on John.
Yeah. And I think that you go back to the Tower of Joy and you see that. But they showed that scene. They showed the Tower of Joy in Bran's cutscenes, too. Where that hand was on the stomach and it was bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
That was Lyanna. But then you also have, you know, the scene with the Mad King and that. But you've also got the where they're setting that fire, where the alchemists have that fire too.
Yeah.
I think that that's what toes the line towards being a look in the future. Because Bran can't control what he's looking at yet. He can't really decide what direction he's going
in. He just gets random things.
And I think that he saw what's going to happen at
the end. They think they're going to burn on Westeros to kill the White Walkers?
I think that they're going to burn Westeros.
Or King's Landing.
Yeah, that they're gonna burn King's Landing down
to kill the White Walkers.
I don't think that the White Walkers.
I'm not the White Walkers. The Whites. The Whites can be burned by fire. We saw with Benji.
I think that it's gonna be the thing with the Mad King come real again, where it comes back full circle and somebody else tries to burn King's Landing down. And I think Cersei's gonna be involved in that because I think chaos is coming to King's Landing.
It's got to. Them High Sparrows like. They got their own army now and stuff with them. Those different knights and like basically they said those knights are people that basically were soldiers that ended up just giving their lives up to be a part.
They've got those guys. They've got the militant sparrows, and then they've got the legions with the Kingsguard now.
Yeah, they got everybody at their back though. Now it's like,
but then you know Jaime's going to pull the Lannister troops back too.
But they're going out there to see. I'm wondering. Is Brienne able to convince Jaime to fuck with Jon to get some stuff popping down there?
That's going to be a tough sell.
You think so?
For both sides. John, it does more for Jamie than it does for John.
So, oh, you mean, you know what I'm saying? If Jamie is like, she, they like, yo, you know
the friends. Because remember, here's the thing. Here's what complicates that is that Tyrion and Jamie had no beef.
Oh, yeah, he's got to be funny because he killed his pops.
Well, I mean, but he, well, it's, I think Jamie likes Tyrion regardless. Like, they have been in some situations. Cersei hates him.
Yeah, but she hated him from the always, jump.
From the very beginning.
But no, I think Jamie hated him from the jump, though, too, though, just like Cersei. But I think he became to like him more.
He came around on him because he realized how smart he was. He realized, yeah. You know, the asset that he, that Tyrion really was the one that was sitting back and looking at Tywin and really picking up what was going on.
Yeah.
But he just didn't take Tywin's, I don't want to say he didn't take his ruthlessness. He just doesn't use it the same way. You know, but anyway.
Tywin don't give a fuck. I don't think you know, saw Tywin even smile.
Tywin never saw Tywin smile. The kindest thing Tywin Lannister ever did was let Arya hold his cup. Right. That was the kindest kindest thing Tywin Lannister ever did. Tywin Lannister, Charles Dance has never been good in a movie he's ever been in his life.
Is
he? I don't think so. He was...
Made in America?
could have been. But I don't know. I think there's a lot. I think that this week was calm, but I think there's a lot of chaos coming. And that them lighting up that green flame and it exploding down there, I think that that's going to be a...
That's interesting.
That's going to be a big turning point. But, you know, they're going to see some people that we've never seen on the show before this week, though, too. The Blackfish is coming back into it.
Yeah.
They went to go and see, what's the guy's name? The at that was on the house with those bears on it, on the wall. I'm gonna do an image search
because
we figured it out on. We figured it out this weekend about who it was.
Who's going to see them?
Sansa was. Whatever that is.
Oh, those are the that's another family. Like that's like one of those like it's not the Karstarks, but it's somebody like one of those smaller families.
Yeah.
Because Brienne's going to try to get the Blackfish.
Because their pledge, Sansa's going to talk to them because they're pledged to the Starks.
Yeah.
They were under family for the Starks. So,
yeah, so
what they've been doing over the last, you know, time that they've been on, they've been rallying their troops.
Yeah, getting people
together. They're going to get pieces of everything they can get. I guess looking forward to this week is Littlefinger's still looming out there.
The Vale hasn't gotten jumped in. They ain't jumped in none of this
shit. The Vale, he came to offer them. What happens?
Did he tell her that he had an army with the Vale?
Yeah. Yeah. He offered it to her.
Yeah.
He offered it to her. She was like, get away from me. You know, but so, I mean, I think that that's going to be the questions. Like, what are the things, what are the questions you're looking at? You're like, what do you think gets solved this week? And what do you think comes
away? I don't think anything will get solved.
Well, Arya and the wife are going to get solved this week.
Yeah. I don't think Arya's going to get solved, though. I think that's going
to. That's going to get settled.
Yeah,
I think Jamie's about to jump into some hot water.
Yeah, because he's going to go around the area. He ain't been around in a fucking long time. It's like going to East St. Louis and you ain't been over there in like 2 years. You know what I mean? You might know how to go around. You know a couple of people over there, but you ain't been over there in 2 years. You don't.
Right.
You ain't really finessed over there like that in a long time. You don't even know where you're going. Things didn't change. Things have changed everything in a couple of months over there. So. It's going to be interesting, man. I think it's going to be... I think... Oh, man. When are we going to get this trial by combat, though, is my thing. That's the key to me.
I think you're not going to get that until right before the last. I think you're a couple weeks away from that.
Yeah.
Because they got to let the dust kind of settle from this...
From this high spiral power play he played.
Yeah, they got to let that settle in some more, and then that's going to go. Because it's going to be interesting to see how that plays. I think that's going to be a big turning point when that comes out.
Hmm. I think is though another family that we forgetting is the Baratheons though, man. That's a whole area. Who's running that? Stannis is dead, Robert's dead, Renly's dead. So who's running Dragonstone?
Another thing I want to know about is
where's Gendry?
While they're going into this little valley area that they really haven't been in for a little while. Everybody's kind of been here or there. Is Lady Stoneheart going
to
show up?
That's what I'm saying, though. And how real is going to be out there? Because, you know, that's what I'm saying. Jamie running out here, though, tomorrow. And I'm going to take some folks out there and see what's up. It may be real out there. Blackfish, you know, may be holding it down for real.
Yeah. And it don't look like, and he's got, and he's basically said, hey, this war is not over. As far
yeah.
as I was like,
And then remember, if you go back to Walter Frey and them boys, they were like, yo, we ain't got enough troops, enough people to take this back.
Right.
And he was like, I don't give a fuck. Go. Like, go.
Go give it up.
We ain't got, he's like, I guess they trying to protect something else. He's like, we got troops over here. We got troops over, just take it. So Blackfish must be pretty deep if they already saying, like, we ain't got enough troops to take it.
Right. I'm like, I just love the fact that he brought up the fact about the Red Wedding really not being about Robb Stark.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that's a good point. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that in forever because it was so shocking about all the stuff that happened.
And the thing is, though, I guess they're going to try to use that his son? That's his son. Our nephew. The one that they're going to try to bring out to try to use him as collateral. Mm-hmm. We hadn't seen him because that was his wedding was the Red Wedding.
Right.
Because, yeah, remember, he escaped before the Red Wedding went down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember, did they kick him out or he just left on some, like, let me go get some more drink out the car real quick.
I have seen the Red Wedding 1.5 times.
Yeah, I got to go back and watch it because I wonder if you know how you'd be like.
I don't even know exactly where it's at. I buried it away in my, what was it, season 4?
Because, you know, I remember
season
the book.
Three?
Season 3.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So you got to think about it. Like, that in my mind, and when I was reading it, it's like, let me go get some little, let me get my cigarettes real quick. And then, like, everybody just shot up and like, oh, shit. let me go pull off, like, well, shit.
Well, they killed a dog.
Yeah, they didn't kill, yeah, let me get up out of here, though. I came over to get some cigarettes out my car.
Like, that little fat dude had that cake. Look, Cousin Terry, I was looking like.
Yeah, it's gonna go down. I'm gonna get up out of here.
Hey, I'm about to go, y'all.
So, any more thoughts, man? If we get out of here, man.
Man, I don't know. I'm looking for. I like the fact it was a slow week. Nobody died. You know, somebody almost died. You know, nobody died. I think it's setting up for four shows left now. It's gonna be. I mean, that feels like a lifetime away. I mean, it feels like everything could change.
Yeah, because they got us so edged up. We already know, and we know there's gonna be a big battle scene happening between Ramsay and John. They already got that out there in the street. So this is like, how is it? What is it gonna be about? This who runs in? Who's doing that? And just it's just a lot of stuff.
There's a lot going on, man. So I mean, I don't know. I'm open to whatever.
Yeah, I'm hyped, man. I'm looking forward to it.
It's all going to come to a head, and it's going to be a lot of people lined up. And you know, the thing about it is, the more people to line up, the more things there are to sort out on the other end. You know,
yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, because my thing is with Ramsay Bolton, the Boltons must be like some dudes that lived in the projects that moved to North County. Because like they had a little area that they had they controlled because that's the area they killed Jamie Tanner in their area, you know what I'm saying? So are they just like they really want to hold Winterfell? Like what about the Bolton-esque place or whatever? You know,
yeah,
I want
just
so it must be the projects, they moved to North Carolina.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And they don't want to leave.
They're trying to turn Winterfell into Riverview.
For all our listeners, Google Riverview, the Riverview Circle, Riverview
like,
area.
Like
you'll understand what we're saying.
Like they're trying to take it like that. Like yeah, they're like cats that move, you know, from North St. Louis out to the Riverview. They're trying to just connect the whole thing up. Like that's hey.
I feel like right now, like in the area I grew, like in River Run right now.
Yeah, that's what I feel like River Run, Riverview.
Like it's, yeah,
same
like,
thing.
So.
Well, man, hey, everybody, thank you for listening as always. We will be back next week. Peace.